At Columbia University today, a small number of pro-Palestinian protesters was arrested. University President Namat Shafiq said in a letter that protesters broke Columbia rules by setting up tents in certain spaces and refusing to disperse. Student protesters have been suspended. It comes a day after Shafiq spoke on Capitol Hill about campus speech. Here she is talking about fighting anti-Semitism.
Columbia strives to be a community free of discrimination and hate in all its forms, and we condemn the anti-Semitism that is so pervasive today. Anti-Semitism has no place on our campus, and I am personally committed to doing everything I can to confront it directly.
Now, at this same committee in December, three other Ivy League presidents testified. Two later resigned after their comments on speech rules. Let's bring in now Johanna Alonzo. She's student life reporter at Inside Higher Ed. Johanna, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
Last time around, the university presidents in the same committee room struggled to answer whether students would be punished for calling for the genocide of Jews. Yesterday, how did President Shafiq of Columbia talk about what's okay, what's not okay to say for protesters?
Well, unlike the other presidents, she was ready to say that it does violate the code of conduct to call for the genocide of Jews. However, further than that, saying that phrases that people frequently see as anti-Semitic, but that pro-Palestinian protesters don't, like from the river to the sea, she said that she personally did not agree with those phrases, understood why they hurt her Jewish students, but didn't go quite as far as to say that those would be outlawed on campus. And that's a similar line that other presidents have sort of been towing at.
Oh, understand. Let's listen to a short clip of President Shafiq speaking yesterday.
I'm very personally committed to making sure that our faculty do not cross the line in terms of discrimination and harassment. We have mechanisms that are now being enforced, and on my watch, they will be enforced.
Johanna, there is, of course, fierce debate on campuses and elsewhere about speech, how much space there should be to voice strong, strident opinions. Tell us more about how President Shafiq's line works. How does she think about crossing the line and what happens when people cross it?
Yeah, well, she was talking about her willingness to be investigating faculty members that had made very controversial statements against Israel. And talking about sanctions that had been imposed on students. And in fact, there was, as I noted, some difficulty to saying whether she thought certain offensive phrases really breached that code of conduct line, but overall seemed very willing to sort of investigate this and look at the complexities of student safety versus free speech.
Yeah. And just to make sure to understand, was she asked, did she talk about free speech, how free it is in the context of all protesters on campus of all sides?
Yes. I believe that she made it clear that, you know, these rules are across the board. And I believe she talked about a professor who has spoken online against pro-Palestinian students and those student groups, just as she also talked about three professors who are pro-Palestinian.
Yeah. Johanna, you have spoken to faculty members, to students. First, tell us about those at Columbia who want maximum speech or are frustrated with any restrictions on what they can say and when.
I think there's a sense on Columbia's campus, but also in protest movements throughout all of history, that if your protest is following all the rules, that's not a very effective protest. And so even right now, the students at Columbia that are protesting on the campus's lawns, they are breaking some rules because Columbia has some fairly new protest standards, code of conduct policies that say you can't protest before noon or after 6 p.m. They've been there since 4 a.m. yesterday. So that's obviously outside of those bounds. But I think that there's a sense that if you're following those rules to the letter, you're not making the impact that a lot of protesters want to make. And so I do think that it's a conscious choice and one that aligns with other protest movements throughout history.
Yeah. And on the other hand, did you talk to folks on campus who say, well, certain things spoken cross a line and are unhelpful or perhaps unsafe?
Absolutely. All of the above. There are many people who think that certain phrases imply a call for violence and a call for genocide in this case, whereas the protesters themselves say that's not at all what we're saying. You know, the question exists of whether that feeling, that phrase makes someone feel very unsafe, should be taken into consideration, even if the literal terms don't call for violence. And similarly, a lot of people are calling for more of a heavy hand against professors that have said, made anti-Israeli statements, you know, coming sort of from the perspective that those professors shouldn't be speaking with students or leading students who they so fundamentally disagree with, or in some people's view, have perhaps even a personal vendetta against.
Yeah. We've been talking to Johanna Alonso. She's student life reporter with the outlet Inside Higher Ed. Johanna, thanks so much for joining us.
Of course. Thanks as well.